This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
1st day, February 29th. God's word for you today is first place. Our scripture reading is taken from Hebrews chapter 7, verse 10, and it says, "For although Levi wasn't born yet, the seed from which he came was in Abraham, when Abraham paid the tithes to Melchizedek." The first law of financial traction is the law of ownership. Remember, God is my source. Everything belongs to God. The second law is the law of tithing. Honor God first, and this comes with a promise. The promise of tithing is the overflow outlined in Proverbs chapter 3, verse 9 to 10. And it says, "Honor the Lord with your wealth and with the best part of everything you produce. Then it will fill your barns with grain and your vats will overflow with good wine." Acknowledge that God is the source. He is a priority, sovereign, and king. In everything that God gives to man, there is a portion of it that does not belong to man. And this dates back to Genesis. In the Garden of Eden, God said to Adam, "You may eat from every fruit, but do not touch this one." Genesis chapter 2, verse 15 to 17. Please read. Abraham existed way before the law, and Abraham gave a tithe. Genesis chapter 14, verse 18 to 20. Hebrews chapter 7, verse 1 to 7. Please read. The purpose of tithing is clearly stated in Deuteronomy chapter 14, verse 23. The purpose of tithing is to teach you always to put God first in your lives. Tithing says, "I am grateful for the past. God is number one in my present, and I am trusting Him for the future." The truth is, tithing actually takes care of your past, your present, and your future. Beautiful. Now, we know the promise of tithing and purpose of tithing. The question is, where should we tithe? The place of tithing is where you worship. Tithe in your local church because that is where you worship. Malachi chapter 3 verse 10 says, "Bring to the storehouse a full tenth of what you earn. Test me in this, says the Lord all-powerful. I will open the windows of heaven for you and pour out all the blessings you need." The phrase "a full tenth" suggests that some tenths are not full. Tithing is an act of worship, and worship happens in the house of worship, in God's house. Charity is fantastic, and it is great to give to charity, but giving to charity is not tithing. Family is fantastic, and it is great to support family and help family, but giving to family is not tithing. Helping the needy, the homeless, and widows is amazingly important, but that is not tithing. Absolutely not. Tithing is an act of worship, and you do it in your house of worship. 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 2 says, "On every Lord's day, each of you should put aside something from what you have earned during the week and use it for this offering." The amount depends on how much the Lord has helped you earn. God's word is clear. Tithing is not emotional giving or pressured giving. Tithing is planned giving. We are to put aside a tenth of what we have earned. Let us pray. Father, I acknowledge you as my source, and I will honor you by tithing faithfully. As I do this, cause me to experience the overflow and open heavens in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.